And did you know that atherosclerosis disease may be a link to breakfast skippers? So apparently earlier 20th century, that's when people decided breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's when everyone started getting into that whole breakfast shindig and, probably helped along a bit by Kellogg, who was the person who actually wrote that breakfast is the most important meal of the day in a 1917 issue of Good Health. But in contrast, actually, breakfast was socially and morally frowned upon until the 17th century with the Reformation of the Church. So is skipping breakfast an independent factor of health diseases? Which begs the age-old question, is it really the most important meal? Paula Ahilon is reporting.
Atherosclerosis disease may be a cause to those who commonly skip breakfast and are likely to be smokers and have poorer diet choices. A new study released by the Journal of the American College of Cardiology on the 3rd of October concluded that those who skipped breakfast found that plaque buildup in blood vessels was more likely to be higher than those who did not. Atherosclerosis is a disease in which fatty deposits develop in arteries, which are also known as blood vessels, responsible for carrying oxygen-rich blood to the heart. A team of Spanish and American researchers studied a large sample size of 4,000 adults in their 40s and 50s, who were all employees of a major bank in Spain, and analysed their dietary intake and assessed what the extent and severity of atherosclerosis was in a single visit.
So from this study, they can't really demonstrate whether or not that's the case. So, and this is an intrinsic, I guess, limitation of the study design that they've used. They found that those people who skipped breakfast, they were also more likely to have a variety of risk factors for heart disease. So they were more likely to be men, and we know that men are more likely to have heart attacks earlier than women are. They were more likely to be overweight or have obesity. They were more likely to be smokers, to have high blood pressure, have problems with their blood cholesterol levels, and also had to have type 2 diabetes. And all of these factors, as I said, can a strong risk factor for your risk of having a stroke or a heart attack. And it's really hard to disentangle whether or not the effects of skipping breakfast or the association of skipping breakfast with the atherosclerosis disease are independent of these.
That was Associate Professor Michael Skilton from the University of Sydney and a group leader at the Bowden Institute of Obesity, Nutrition, Exercise and Eating Disorders. 3% of adults in the study skipped breakfast on a regular basis and were also found to be smokers, drinkers and were overweight. In addition, those who skipped breakfast also had aspects of their diet which were poorer, where less fruit and vegetables, less whole grain and red meat were consumed, which are associated with a higher risk of heart disease and developmental type 2 diabetes.
That identifying people who skip breakfast may be an easy way to identify people with a poorer diet quality all in all.
An accompanying editorial from cardiologist Prakash Didwania from the University of California suggested that skipping breakfast was a common habit in those attempting to lose weight and tended to eat more fatty foods later at night, which in turn is associated with heart disease. According to Dr. Skilton, atherosclerosis is a disease process that starts very early on in life.
In post-mortem studies that were conducted back in the 1920s, Every child who had died, or at least whose samples were used as part of their study, of children who had died between the ages of 2 and 15 years of age, and 97% of those kids had evidence of atherosclerosis in their aorta. So it's a lifelong disease process. It starts early and it can be influenced by risk factors very early in life.
Whilst it is implied that skipping breakfast is independently associated with atherosclerosis, Dr. Skilton says this is not 100% certain based on the current evidence provided.
I think the general principle that potentially skipping breakfast as a marker of a poorer overall diet quality may hold true in much younger populations as well. So what they'd need to do now, and indeed probably as part of their study, because this is basically the first visit as part of a longitudinal cohort, so they'll be following up these people over time, and they'll be able to look at whether or not those people who skipped breakfast go on to develop are more likely to have heart attacks and strokes down the track.
Paula Ahilon for The Daily on 2SER.
And that was Paula Vett telling us all about atherosclerosis. I didn't know that was a disease. There you go.